Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
This is Monk Allen from the Absolute Monastery. Well, soon we have Valentine. It's, I think, less than a week. And how are we preparing ourselves for this great day? Valentine is actually quite an old custom to celebrate. And I was thinking about three children we had once on campus, and they had never celebrated neither Christmas nor Valentine, and I guess no Easter and all these beautiful feasts. So what we did all together on campus, we sat together. And the day before Valentine, we all created beautiful surprises for all their companions in school. Now, these were three children, so you can imagine they wanted to surprise every one of their friends in school. So we were about 8 or 10 on the campus, and we all sat together. And it was just the last evening before Valentine. And gosh, were they excited. Were they excited. And we adults, we were just as excited to play with them and to create with them. And we painted and we cut out things. And we were creative like the kids themselves. And we had a feast. And it was probably the first time in my life that I created such a fascinated Valentine. Because all the excitement, like the children, it was just contagious. We had such a good time together. And then came the morning, the next morning, when the kids prepared themselves to go to school and take all the gifts we had prepared together to bring them to school to their companions. Well, like always, the preparation time is the greatest time. Once comes the moment to share, yeah, it is nice and wonderful, but the preparation was great. And I will never forget it. Well, when they came home, I think the first time in their life, they had celebrated and shared something with somebody else they never had done. And it was not something bought. It was something created. And we wrote little letters, just little love notes. And always, I love you. I love you. This sharing from the heart, that was the emphasis of the whole story. Well, all these celebrations, this feast, which we have in America, Secretary Day and Valentine's Day and Christmas Day and Bosses Day and what they all have. They should have one meaning, and most of the time they use it for commercial, for business and for making money. But if we go really behind the scene and look what the deepest meaning is, the deep meaning is, to share who we are, to share love. And it doesn't need to be bought or to go to a store, but just really write a note or create something and to send to somebody who maybe has never received a Valentine. And why not doing it even anonymous? How wonderful it is, perhaps, to just pick a little bouquet of flower in the fields and lay it in front of the door of somebody, a man you know who lives alone, and just put it there with, I love you, you're the greatest, something like this. Wouldn't that be fun? Well, I think the meaning of Valentine is really in our heart. When I celebrate Valentine with myself. And I think this, we have a week of time to prepare ourselves to celebrate really Valentine and make some love notes, write some love notes to ourselves. And why not going here in the fields and make a nice bouquet for ourselves or pick a flower for ourselves and just know, like this morning, I said to one of my friends here at the campus, I said, let's be a princess. Let's act like a princess, like dress like a princess and just know we are princess. And she said, no, like a queen. Like a queen. I said, you are so right. Thank you for telling me this. This is right. We are not only princes. We are queens. We are kings. Well, let's today know, celebrate already Valentine, because every time, every day is Valentine's Day. And say, hey, I am the queen. I am making that gift to myself to know that now I am acting and speaking and just knowing I am the best, I'm number one. Well, I think this is what we can do to prepare ourselves for Valentine and celebrate Valentine every day. And it doesn't need, we don't need a fiancé or a husband or a wife. I remember, my husband, he really gave me for Valentine's beautiful flowers. Beautiful flowers. And in Germany at that time, we had never celebrated Valentine. That was a new custom in Switzerland. And I thought, that was pretty cool. But the coolest is when I can give myself a flower, when I can say, I love me, I like me. And then naturally everybody gives me their Valentine, because they are my reflection. And I see flowers in my reflection. I see blooming my creation. I see everyone just springing, blossoming. That's Valentine. Now, let's celebrate today Valentine and say, I like me, I love me, I'm number one. And then making, perhaps having in your mind, maybe I can send a Valentine to somebody I haven't liked, I haven't loved. And just make a change in my attitude and say, if I didn't like this person or I didn't love this person, maybe it's time that I change my attitude about myself and then about my friend. Or friend in quote, but he is, she is my friend. So, Valentine's Day, it's now. We're starting, I like me, I love me, and I like my whole world. And so it is. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day. I love you.